section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
For doing that, $20? $10? I ain't gonna do this shit for $10. Okay, $10, I'll do it. Talking now? Oh, you right now? Okay. Yeah, motherfucker, this is Leroy Felda Snatch, and you're listening to, what is it? The White Trash Revival with Donnie fucking Cash. And, I'm doing this for money, because I don't like you hunky cracker motherfuckers, and I definitely sure don't like no country music. I want to hear me some motherfucking James Brown. That's what I'm talking about, nigga. Like that? Yeah.
Howdy, motherfuckers. How do you do? This is Donnie fucking Cash, and you're listening to White Trash Revival, episode 68. I know I did a show last week, and I said I was only going to do shows bi-weekly now. Well, guess what? The little lady is out of town, and I have nothing to do. So I am going to drink some twisted tea and do a motherfucking show. Can I do that, folks? Can I please do that? Well, thank you. We start off the show with the Dirt Daubers with The Devil Gets His Due, which that motherfucker always gets his due. And the Dirt Daubers is made up of J.D. Wilkes from the legendary Shack Shakers and his beautiful wife. We also got Big Lane in that motherfucker. Well, since I'm alone, I don't really have a whole hell of a lot that I will be doing this weekend. I'm going to drink a little drink. Right now I'm drinking some Twisted Tea, which that may be a faggot drink to y'all, but I don't care. fuck y'all. And I'm going to play some Fallout 3. Not the new one, but the older one. And that's a post-apocalyptic game. I kind of pretend like I'm Mel Gibson on Mad Max Beyond the Thunderdome. You know, when Mel Gibson was cool, not when he had that ugly-ass Russian bitch, Oksana, that looked like a cross between Angelina Jolie, Octomom, and a fucking mongoloid. I'd still fuck all three. And a mongoloid. That's just how I roll, motherfuckers! Let's get in this first set, bitches! Yeah! Leroy, put that shit down. You steal anything from my house today, I will call the law. And I guarantee you probably got a motherfucking warrant. I already gave you $10.
Something dramatic. set adrift in the depths of a drink in the hands of the gods we curse. We call for help when the ones around shot down, bleeding thoughts never make a sound. Set adrift of the dark in the heart of the sea where we wish. I feel it in my bones when the storm is cold. Then I wait for the rain and the wind to blow. Dark colors fill the sky. I'm drenched and feeling so alive.
The secret to a happy marriage, do what I do. Plaster on a fake smile, plow through the next half century, sit back, relax, and wait for the sweet embrace of death.
In my head, this beard before I met you, but don't let that I hesitate you. Curse under my breath, a habit I would like to forget. Maybe turn into a better man. No, 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 we don't have the songs for.
motherfuckers, we started off this set with Pete Yorko with the song called Promised Land. I interviewed Pete Yorko quite a while back. One man band, real good music. I like his style. We followed that with another motherfucker I like, Chuck Reagan, with The Boat. He's more folk, but God, that mother makes folk so punk! We ended this set with Greenland is Melting with the Kitchen Song. This show right here is going to be a good fucking show. All music and all songs that just fucking make me want to dance or make me want to fuck or make me want to whatever. These are some good songs I'm playing for you folks. And if you don't know who these fuckers are, find them on Facebook, find them on MySpace, buy their shit. They are all well worth it. Well, let me see here. The other day, me and my buddies were reminiscing about old times, and we was talking about the time that my buddy Nick picked up a hitchhiker. She was hitchhiking, and they were all talking about how big of a fucking stud I was, because I was finger-banging her within 10 minutes of the ride. Her name was Devin. We picked her up. Fucking smoking hot broad, man. Nice looking. And I'm in the back seat with her and talking and shit. Next thing you know, I stick my hand down her pants and I'll be goddamn if that bitch didn't have a dick. And me being the quick thinker I am, I just went ahead and finger banged that tranny. Because I was not going to scream and holler, "Oh, you got a dick, you fucking faggot." Because then guess what? My friends tease me for the rest of my life. "Oh, you're a queer, ha ha ha." So I just went ahead and finger banged her, or him, or whatever. I didn't play the dick, so I'm not gay. And all my buddies wanted to smell my finger afterwards, and jokes on them, right? Because they're smelling some dude's asshole. Yes, Lord.
Feet tall. She's my baby when it all goes down and my back's against the wall. be wronged. I won't be insulted. I won't be laid a hand on. I don't do these things to other people. I require the same from them.
It again and again, until there came a day when I saw the light. I toughened up and now I love a good fight. And don't you ever try to push me around. I'm a foul mouth, hard-headed, low-down, dangerous gal. Coming, cause I'm low down and dangerous now.
I'm so tired of you running off at your mouth. That's getting me down, honey.
Why don't you just leave and be an assassin?
What's the only thing you're good at shooting off is your big mouth.
begins. We started off this set with my good friend, Ronnie Himes. He is the very first interview I've ever had on the White Trash Revival. And I was the first person to ever interview him. So we was each other's firsts. So that means we'll always be special to each other. Isn't that right, Ronnie? And the song I did was off his new CD, Unincorporated, My Baby. And I think it's fucking sweet. His CD's definitely worth getting. Ronnie is more independent than the 4th of July. How about that? That's the only thing I can think of, Ron. I'm sorry. I am on his Linear Notes, and I think that's pretty fucking cool. I've never been on anyone's Linear Notes. I've been in the back of a tour bus of Wang Chung, servicing a gentleman, but that's neither here nor there. I followed Ronnie with a gal all the way from Australia, Christina Louise, with the song Low Down and Dangerous. It's off her CD, Get Up and Go, and I do want to thank you for sending me that CD all the way from Australia, because I know it is expensive sending that shit from the land down under, mate. Thank yous. I ended the set with Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band with Blow That Horn. I love the Reverend, and I love his wife. And I love the Big Damn Band. And speaking of blowing that horn, this question is to you gentlemen out there. How many of you motherfuckers, be honest, because no one can see you, but raise your hand for me. How many of you motherfuckers have tried to blow your own horn? I'll fucking admit it. My hand is raised. I have tried numerous times to blow my own horn, like I've told you on the show before. I have taken up yoga. I have done everything fucking possible to try to blow my own horn. And the only thing I could do was get close enough to just spit on the head. That sucks. But, like I said before, if I could make a clone of myself, I would let my clone suck my cock. That's not gay. I'd probably also hit my clone in the asshole. And as cordial as I am, I would give my clone a reach around. Now, if my clone wanted to fuck me, well, that's a different story. Cocksucker better have some money, because it's not gay if you do it for pay. It's a hustle. Yes, it is. It's a hustle.
Listen, my name is Roy Mercer. I understand you're a photographer here in Durant.
Yes, sir.
Listen, I got a kind of a situation I was wondering if you could help me out with. My boy Raymond is in the FFA, and he had a goat that he raised. We called it General Custer, because, you know, he had that little goatee there. And Custer, and he won a pretty pet contest. But I need to get that goat's picture took. We need a picture before we can win the contest outright.
Uh-huh.
And but the bad part about it is, Terry, that General Custer passed away last night.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it
so
was...
So you want to take a picture of your goat dead?
Well, I don't want him to look dead is the thing.
Okay.
But it ain't funny. It's a family pet, kind of, and... And my boy, you know, he's all tore up about it because we got about $500 first prize and some kitchen appliances coming to, you know, won this thing. But I was wondering, he's starting to stiffen up a little bit. We throwed him, man, it ain't funny. We throwed him over the clothesline pole last night so his legs would hang straight down. So when it stiffed up, then he'd just be standing. Would that be all right?
I don't think I could make him look living. That's the problem.
Well, what would it take? Because I've been brushing his fur out a little bit and trying to floof it up a little bit. Could you maybe do something with his eyes? Because they kind of glazed over. And and maybe brighten them up a little bit? Could you enhance it? I don't know. Do you touch him up there in the studio? I don't know how something like that.
I don't think I could do that.
You couldn't do that?
Well,
by God. I just need a picture took of it. And it really needs to be professionally done. I'm afraid I might not make it. I got a camera around here, and I'm afraid I might not make him look alive. He needs to kind of, have that live, that glow in his eye.
Well, I'll tell you what.
It'd help.
When can you bring that goat down?
Well, you going to be there all day?
let's see. Let me get back over to
today. You might want me to bring him in hour after hours because he's beginning to smell a mite. It ain't funny. It really ain't funny.
I don't have any time, so...
Time's running out, and if I don't win that prize, it might just boil down to somebody getting a dadgum ass whooped. It ain't funny. How big a boy are you?
Okay, now who is this?
Roy Mercer.
Yeah.
You use both eyes to look through that lens or just one? Because that's all you're going to have left after I come down there. It ain't funny. I want an 8x... How much would it cost me to get 8x10? Maybe I should bend one of the goat's legs up where he looks like he's kind of running.
There you go.
Maybe jumping over a log or something like
jumping
that.
Jumping over a fence.
Yeah. You ready for an ass whooping? Because I need that $500 and a blender and a toaster oven and... Think of one of them Cuisinarts.
You're not helping the situation by telling me to whoop my ass.
Well, you ain't helping me because you tell me you ain't going to take a picture of my damn goat.
Well.
Your business is that good? You can just afford to just throw it off?
Well, I don't have to listen to people tell me they're going to whoop my ass.
Well, then, if you'd just be reasonable about it, I'd come down there and bring a goat in and it wouldn't take you 5 minutes.
Well, I think I'm going to have to pass on the job, sir.
Well, I guarantee if you do that, then what I'm going to do... is I'm going to come down there and whoop your ass, and then I'm going to take that dadgum dead goat up to Tussie, and I'm going to, I heard there's a photographer up there, Kathy Sue and Randy.
Please, Lord, won't you send me an angel? I ain't particular, just any old one will do. Please, Lord, won't you send me an angel? 'Cause of that one, I'll be coming to see you soon. Well, I heard stories, but it never crossed my mind that I'd be standing here alone, so cold and crying, and not caring. Particular, just any old one would do. Please, Lord, won't you send me an angel? 'Cause of that one, I'll be coming to see you soon. Well, now this year there's at least one you could spare. I ain't concerned about the wingspan or the color of her hair. just as long as she loves me, helps me learn to fly again, lets me know there's something better than what there's been. Oh, please, Lord, won't you send me an angel? I ain't particular, oh, just any old one will do. Please, Lord, won't you send me an angel? 'Cause on that one I'll be coming to see soon. Coming to see soon.
Oh, man, if that shows up on YouTube, I'm serious. What kind of torture is this? Couldn't you just drill my teeth or shove bamboo under my nails or something?
I left town complete in the knowledge that one day I would be back. It'll chase you away, but you'll be back. You'll be back, you'll be back, you'll be back. Chase you away, chase you away, chase you away. You'll be back.
Shut your hole, Wang Chung. I got all three of you guys for the rest of your natural-born lives. You're mine. The next time I come in here, I'm cracking skulls. We'll be right back.
before we get in this set, let me tell you this. I am going to do a CD review on this show because I just got the CD and I just got it free, and the fucking CD is off the hook amazing. And it's by Brett Deter, D-E-T-A-R. I do hope I say that right. But the CD is Bird in the Tangle. Find this dude on Facebook and download this fucking CD because it is fucking awesome. And it's free. You better fucking snatch this up quick. I mean, I'd pay for it. I'd pay $15 for it right now. That's how good it is. And we're going to review it at the end. But it seems like I fucking reviewed it already, don't it? So, let's get in this set here. We started off with Hickory Hawkins, whom I do like. I met him at the Cockabilly Road Show up in Columbus, Ohio. Hickory Hawkins not only has a big dick, but he has a talent for good music. And I played Send Me an Angel. Hickory Hawkins, about 5 foot tall, with a dick the same size. I followed that with the Knotwells, with a song called New Orleans. Knotwells kind of reminds me of O'Death, both kick-ass fucking bands. We ended the set with Ghoul Town, with a song called Wicked Man, something that I am, a wicked, wicked man. All right, well, the other day, my buddy Adam Lee Cogswell sent me a message saying he listened to episode 65 and he was pissed that I played. Hell yeah. Well, I don't play everything that everybody likes, but I do play everything that people request. And Adam, I'm sorry, buddy, but someone requested some Hell Yeah, so I had to play them. Like I told you, I'm cordial with the reach around. I do what people ask. That's just how I am. You know? If a lot of you are wondering about Leon Feldersnatch I've been having on the show, like, why the fuck you got a black guy on your show, Donnie? Well, let me tell you this. I got a fucked up aunt that's married to this black guy, and he's fucked up too. So every now and then, when I got to babysit his drunk ass, I have him on the show. Simple as that. Let's get in this next set, shall we? Okay. Okay, Papa. Can I get some candy this time?
Be so cold. And I'll be a cold. off that shirt. We gotta get you lubed up.
No, I'm not taking naked pictures.
Oh, come on. Don't be embarrassed, you little shy guy. All right? I'll get naked with you.
Skyscraper. I'm a smudge of excrement on a tissue surging out to sea with a million tons of raw sewage.
I came upon a child of God. He was walking along the road and I asked him, he told me, said, I'm going down the Yaskers Palm. I'm gonna join in a rock and roll band. I'm gonna get back to the land, set my soul free. We are stardust, we are. Garden. Can I walk beside?
feel to be a cog in something turning. And maybe it's the time of the year, and maybe it's the time of man, I don't know. But all I know is life is surely for learning, 'cause we are stardust, we are golden, and we've got to get ourselves back to the garden. By the time we got to Woodstock, we were half a million strong, and everywhere there was a song and a celebration. I saw the bomber jet planes riding shotgun in the sky, turning into butterflies above our nation. We are stardust, million-year-old karma. We are golden, caught in the devil's bargain, and we've got to get our back to the garden.
All right, I hope you're enjoying the show so far. I am playing a bunch of kick-ass fucking music. I started this off with Cold Day in Hell by the gentleman C.W. Ion. I probably didn't say his last name right. I remember he told me not too long ago what is, how you pronounce his last name, but I probably fucked it up. But anyways, if you like him, check him out on Facebook. I followed that with Them Damn Young Livers with Amen, God Damn It! Great song. Great band. I ended the set with the Young Brothers doing Joni Mitchell's Woodstock. And I do like their rendition. It's very well, okay, I'm going to take a break, finish drinking, I'm going to go to the store, pick up some iTunes cards, pick up some music, but you won't have to wait, because when I come back, it'll just boom, right back into the show. You won't even know I'm gone. How about that? And remember, we're going to do the Brett Beaters CD review, and I'm going to have some new music to play, so I'll be right back, bitches!
Table. Its flame is barely lit. I feel just like that candle man. I haven't slept a bit. Old number seven and me. We've got a colorful history. Old number seven and me. Keeping pretty regular company. It's been so long since I've seen those kids of mine. Well, they're mounted them and everything we own, and headed for the county line. All she left was a family picture and a note addressed to me. Thank you.
We've got a colorful history.
You might have heard about it.
Oh, number seven and me.
That whiskey brings out the fight side of me.
If there's trouble to be found, you know I'm probably gonna find it. There's ever gonna be any other way around it. But well, it's probably the way it'll always be. Oh, it's a full-time job, just me and me. Old number seven and me. We've got a colorful history.
Corner. I'm trying to drink my life away.
You know, I got me a big house.
Come in and sit on Uncle Leon's lap.
You're not my Uncle Leon.
Well, sure enough, I sure am. Give me that dollar your mom and dad gave you, girl.
Fuck you, Leon.
Girl, you better watch your mouth. I'm gonna whoop your ass. You and your daddy.
Yeah.
Please, please. Look, I know I fucked up, okay? I know I fucked up. But you gotta help me. Please. Please. Mm-hmm. I know I fucked up. I know I did a bad thing, alright? And I know I'm a bad person. I know I am. But you gotta help me, okay? Tell me you'll help me. I am nothing. I am nothing.
This set with Hellbound Hayride with Old Number 7 and Me. I fucking love that song. And The Devil Makes 3 does a version of it also. I'm not sure who did the first one. Probably The Devil Makes 3, but who cares? They're both fucking kick ass! Followed that with a group. I do not know if they're together anymore or not. It is American Rust with Unbridled Lies. I got that song a long fucking time ago when I first got on MySpace, and I like it. I'm still drinking Twisted Tea, so I guess I'm still queer. I ended the set with a band that I love, a band that was one of the first bands to ever send me a CD, the Flat Tires, with Bourbon Whiskey. Fucking love the Flat Tires. Let's go ahead and get in this last set. We'll do this last set, and then we will get in the CD review of Brett Dieter. So, let's do it, betches.
One drink off the bottle, one toke off the joint. Once I was worth saving, now there ain't no point. Once upon a time I thought that I would make it there. There is now a different place for me, going to the devil's lair. The devil likes to drink his booze and sing a dirty song. And
first education with a woman of the night. I guess I could repent my ways and try to start anew. I'll be what I've been since I was born, a sinner through and through. The devil likes to drink it.
What I have to say, I'm unnecessary. I'm so insignificant, I can't even kill myself.
And all my bones get ready to go. You and me always light up the fire. And it's cold on my mind. We'll be right back.
All right, folks, we started off this last set here with a very good band, the Gun Hands, and the song was called Harps and Halos. We followed that with Dead Elvis and his one-man grave with Cold Heart of Mine. And we ended the set with Haunted George with Pile O' Meat. And yes, Lord, Pile O' Meat. All right, well, it's time to get into the CD review, which I pretty much fucking reviewed when I told you about it earlier in the show. All right, well, as I said before, we're going to do a CD review of Brett Dieter, however you say it. Dude, I'm so fucking sorry if I'm mispronouncing your name, but why can't you have a name like Smith or Johnson or Jackson? Something easy that I can't mispronounce. And I found the CD. Well, actually, I found him on MySpace. I messaged him a long time ago, and he got back with me, and I didn't really check MySpace because it's pretty much dead, but, you know, I had some time today, so I checked it, and he sent me a link to get a CD for free, and y'all, too, can get the CD for free, and if you don't get this fucking CD, oh my God, you are fucking missing out. The CD is called Bird in the Tangle. Find Brett on Facebook, find him on MySpace. The fucking CD is awesome. That's all I can say. Fucking awesome. You know, when you get a free CD, you're like, ah. But when I downloaded it and checked it out, I said, holy fuck. What in the fuck is Brett thinking giving this CD away for free? Because this CD is phenomenal, folks. I am not blowing smoke up your ass. Because I don't smoke, for one thing. And two, your ass is not here in front of my face. But yes, get the CD. It is fucking awesome. We're going to play three tunes off this. And I really couldn't pick one because every fucking song on here is fucking awesome. Like, I thought I was going to play this, this, and this. But then I checked out this and that. And holy fuck. I mean, the CD is great. Two thumbs up. It's probably one of the best CDs I've heard all year. No fucking shit. Check Brett Dieter, BrettDieter, out on Facebook. Check him on MySpace. Get the link, download the shit. We're going to start off with, let's see here. Everything's fucking awesome. Let's see here. Empty House on a Famous Hill. We'll start off with that. We'll follow that with The Devil's Gotta Earn. And then we'll end it with Cocaine, Whiskey, and Heroin. Get the fucking CD. It's a 9 out of 10. Actually, it could be a 10 out of 10, but I don't want folks to think I give 10 out of 10. So, that's it. Bitches, enjoy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. House upon the hill.
tiles along the freeway when a new thing comes along. But she can never let your heart forget it all. In a dark empty house on a famous old hill, if they don't love you now, they never will. 'Cause if you sell your heart to their empty souls, you'll be vacant like this house upon the hill. Songs washed up on the coastlines and leaves a bittersweet taste in your dirty mouth. I don't want to leave this way, but as sure as the sun on the 101, you won't remember my name. I don't want to leave this way, but I can't go on town that don't feel the same.
The secret awaits eyes unclouded by ambition.
What?
Those who are bound by desire see only that which can be held in their hands.
See? Now it is mumbo jumbo like that.
Yeah.
And skinny little lizards like you thinking they the last dragon that gives Kung Fu a bad name.
Talking, wishing I was gone. Everybody else, they do.
That guy needs to fart. It's pretty clear, but he doesn't know her well enough to do it in front of her, so I assume they haven't slept together.
He does seem to be clenching.
Yeah, he doesn't want to fart. Watch, when he gets enough space, he can let one rip, I guarantee it. Oh, that's a good move. Hey, go check out the kitchen, honey. I'll meet you in there. Now watch. Making his move slowly, slowly but surely. Watch the leg. Wait for it. Wait for it. Fart. Boom. That's a fart. That's a fart.
Oh, my God.
Look at him. Crop dusting across your open house. It's a disgrace.
He farted in my open house.
He sure did.
You know what, guy? I like it, but I'm thinking it might be a little bit small.
Totally, and it smells like fart.
Cocaine, whiskey, heroin.
If you want to make an impact online, GoDaddy.com has what you need. .com names as low as $1.99. Plus world-class hosting, fast and easy website builders, and much, much more. Plus, when you enter the code POD149 when you check out, you'll save an additional 10% off your web hosting order. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.